From Washington, this is VOA News. World leaders work in Australia to boost the global economy, and Ukraine shuts down state institutions in pro-Russian eastern Ukraine. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. Heads of state of the Group of 20 Economic Powers meeting in Brisbane, Australia, worked on plans to boost the world's gross domestic product Saturday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is threatening to leave early because of controversy over Russia's involvement in Ukraine. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott challenged G20 members to come up with a definite plan to help add $2 trillion to the world's GDP in the hope of creating jobs and encouraging more free trade.
This is our message to the world, that governments can deliver, that governments can agree, that the world can be better, that there can be higher jobs, higher growth and more jobs.
Meanwhile, Mr. Putin was met with chilly receptions and criticism from the leaders of Australia, Canada and Britain over Russia's military incursion into Ukraine. His aides have said Mr. Putin plans to leave the summit early on Sunday. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is leading the world in opposing Russia's aggression against Ukraine. Speaking Saturday in Australia at the University of Queensland, Mr. Obama said Russia is a threat to the world, as witnessed in the shootdown of a Malaysian jetliner in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has issued several decrees shutting down state institutions in pro-Russian eastern Ukraine. Mr. Poroshenko's move further separates Ukraine's separatist-dominated Donetsk and Luhansk regions from the rest of the country. This is VOA News. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey has visited Iraq for talks with Iraqi officials and U.S. commanders and troops about the next phase of the expanding war against the Islamic State militants. General Dempsey met Saturday with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. An Iraqi spokesman says the Prime Minister is hoping for close military cooperation from the United States, but is not seeking combat troops on the ground from any countries. A spokesman for General Dempsey said the primary purpose of the visit to Iraq is to get a first-hand look at the situation in the country and to get a better sense of how the campaign against the Islamic State is progressing. The leaders of Afghanistan and Pakistan have wrapped up 3 days of negotiations aimed at easing more than a decade of tensions between the two Muslim countries. One day after negotiations Thursday, new Afghan President Ashraf Ghani arrived in Pakistan for face-to-face talks with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif at his offices in the capital. President Ghani said that the two countries have begun a comprehensive dialogue on strengthening security cooperation against the common threat of terrorism.
We will not permit the past to destroy the future. Because of it, we've begun a comprehensive dialogue on security so that all dimensions of our mutual security can be discussed, can be delineated, benchmarked.
Later in the day, the two leaders watched an exhibition cricket match between Afghanistan and Pakistan before the end of the state visit. The Democratic Republic of Congo has declared itself Ebola-free after an outbreak that started in August claimed nearly 50 lives. DRC Health Minister Felix Kabange Nwumbi made the announcement on Saturday, but warned that the end of the outbreak does not mean the country is fully out of danger. Meanwhile, a doctor has arrived in the United States for treatment for the Ebola virus. Dr. Martin Salia had been working as a general surgeon at a Freetown hospital when he was diagnosed with the disease. And a new version of the hit song, Do They Know It's Christmas, is being recorded in London with the proceeds going to help fight the Ebola crisis. Pop music stars, including One Direction, Bono from U2, Chris Martin from Coldplay, and others, were in a recording studio in West London Saturday to lay down the track. Bob Geldof, who also organized the original Band-Aid concerts in 1985, encouraged fans to buy the song so more resources can be sent to help fight Ebola in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.